Hello again. So you will have done your archetype exercises and you should have a list in front of you. And we're now going to do some clearings around that. So get yourselves in nice and comfy. We're going to do these in a theta state. You can play the clearings and listen to this on a loop, of course. In the meanwhile, just take a big breath. And bring yourself to your center. And just between sort of the heart space and the solar plexus is what in human design is the G center. And this is where the soul sits or the being sits. It's the identity space. And it's where we hold the ego as well, some of the ego along with the heart space. But it's where we know who we are and we are confident and comfortable who we are. So take some breaths into that space. And just notice energy coming up from the soles of your feet through your body. And just notice the energy in your body is lots of little white packets of light moving really, really, really fast. Allow that energy to expand into the room that you're in. Expand out into the city that you're in, expanding out into the country that you're in, expand into the whole of the planet, and even further, further and further and further and further. Out past the universe and further and further and further through layers and layers of light, lots of different colored lights, through a golden mist, through rainbow jelly, through pink mist, outwards, 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 and into pure white light. And from this space, everything is possible, everything exists, and everything doesn't exist. So it's a space of pure potentiality. And often, when we start to disengage from all of the controls and all of the rules and structures of our reality, we can fear just disappearing into space, not knowing who we are, losing that sense of self. So wherever you've held this fear, that if you let go of everything you've known and start to loosen it up, that you might lose yourself, can we release that? And everywhere where you're not allowing that to happen, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine boys, shorts and beyonds. And wherever there may be fears about even leaving the earth, if you don't hold on to those structures or conformities. Can we release all of those fears? Because what if releasing all of the controls and structures and definitions and labels and past experience that you choose to have defined you? What if when you release all of those, you can finally be the infinite being that you truly be? And what if you didn't have to define anything around that infinite being? What if it could be anything and everything and all and nothing? So everything that brings up, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pod and pock, all nine boys, shorts and beyonds. And any past life experiences that are popping up that have you in exile, pushed out if you didn't quite fit in, or you decided to make changes and maybe you were persecuted or even killed. Can we release the terror and the hurt and the betrayal associated with that? Everything that doesn't allow you to do that, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine boys, shorts and beyonds. And in every life and in every moment where you have stepped into a particular archetype and held to that archetype strongly, even to your detriment, can we allow you to release the hold from that archetype now? Everything that doesn't allow you to do that, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And we're going to call forth the pure energies from the space of potentiality, from source energy, from creator energy. We'll call in those energies of all of the archetypes. So the archetype of the innocent, which is happiness, goodness, optimism, safety, romance and youth. Can we bring all of those energies in their purest, highest form, highest vibration, so that you have access to those? And everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Can we bring in all of the energies of the everyman, which has the supportiveness, the faith, faithful and loyalty, groundedness, connections to everyone and everything, and all of the belongingness. Could bring all of those energies in their purest and highest vibration. And everything that doesn't allow you to bring those in, could we destroy and uncreate them all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine boys, shorts and beyonds. Could we bring in the energies of the hero, the inspirational, bold and courageous, the one who the energies of choosing and committing to a mission without being attached to the mission and having ease with bringing it in. So everything that doesn't allow that for you, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine boys, shorts and beyonds. Can we now bring in the energies of the rebel that questions the reality, the authority in this reality, that questions the rules and that chooses to change tracks whenever it wants to? Can we bring in that energy in its highest and purest form? And everything that doesn't allow you to do that, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine boys, shorts and beyonds. Can we bring in the energies of the explorer, inspired, choosing to travel, taking discernible risk, always looking at the world with discovery and wonder and the thrill of the new, bringing back curiosity and wonder. And everything that doesn't allow you to have that, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Can we now also bring in the energy of the creator, which is the imagination, pulling in possibilities and potentialities, inventive, and bringing and the energy of creating anew within this reality. So all of those energy in their highest and purest forms, and everything doesn't allow you to do that, can we destroy and uncreate them all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Can we bring in the energy of the ruler, which brings in ordered chaos. So things that are still flexible and moving, but have strength and support, responsibility, organization, something you can rely on. And everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pud, puck, or nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Can we bring in the energy of the magician? So this is all of our magic, all of the spirituality, all of the visionary, making, creating, and allowing dreams to be made manifest. Everyone has this energy, and you know how your energy works through your personal design. And bringing in the possibilities and the choices of being able to play and be flexible with all of those energies of making manifest. So all of those energies in their highest and purest form, can we destroy and uncreate anything that doesn't allow you to bring those in? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. We bring in the energies of the lover, intimacy, inspiring love, passion, romance, commitment, loyalty, fire, sexuality, and all of those in their highest and purest form. Can we bring those in? And everything that doesn't allow you to do that, let's destroy and uncreate all of that. Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Now bringing in the energy of the caregiver. That nurturing energy. A nurturing and generous, but with boundaries. Being able to protect yourself and protect others. And healthy boundaries for you. And bringing all of that in its purest and highest energy vibration. And everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Bringing in the energy of the jester. The jester is the joy of the world through humour, fun, irreverence and mischief. And so can we show you how to bring in mischief and fun into your life? Naughtiness. In the highest and purest form. And everything that doesn't allow you to do that, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Good and bad, right and wrong. Pot and pock. All nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Ooh, oh wow, lots of energy. And lastly, let's bring in the energy of the sage. The sage is the guide of the world, committed to help the world gain deeper insight and wisdom. Bringing that energy in the form of maybe a mentor, an advisor, a guide, a teacher. So bring that energy in its purest and highest form. And everything that doesn't allow you to do that, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine boys, shorts and beyonds. Now, as you bring in all these energies, notice how as a clean slate, you can choose how these energies can come in and play together. And that it's safe for you to just stay in the space of clean, clear nothingness without feeling lost. So everywhere where you felt lost, where you have disengaged or disconnected from the old, can we destroy and uncreate that? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine boys, shorts and beyonds. And can we show you that you can be connected to the people in your life, to the groups, to the places that you belong to without taking on any of their thought patterns, without taking on any of their beliefs, any of their rules, any of their cultures and customs, unless you choose to do that for your highest and best with ease and grace. And everything that doesn't allow you to do that, let's destroy and uncreate it all. good and bad, right and wrong, pot and puck, all nine, boys, shorts and beyonds. And can we show you now that you can now rediscover and re-choose and relive your original infinite being essence without needing to structure it, without needing to label it, and yet knowing the true identity, the true essence of your being. Everything that doesn't allow you to do that, let's destroy it. I'll create it all. Good and bad, right or wrong, pot and pot, core nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Now, for the next few days, you might find that things are moving, feeling a bit of movement. Can we show you that it's safe to experience movement and uncertainty? The uncertainty can also be safe. Everything doesn't allow you to experience the safety in uncertainty, the safety in not knowing, the safety in a fresh, clear future. Can we destroy and uncreate all of that? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and puck, all nine, boys, shorts and beyonds. Because what if from this point on, you choose who you are, you choose how you are, you choose who you be, you choose every moment in your life. And everything that does allow you to do that, can just destroy and uncreate it all. Good and bad, right and wrong, bottom, fuck, all nine, boys, shorts and beyonds. And what if that didn't mean like doing nothing? It didn't mean not actually having plans in reality, but experiencing those in more flow and being able to choose and flex when they don't suit and choose how you experience them also. So everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and puck, all nine, boys, shorts and beyonds. Okay. So when you're ready, just bring yourself back to yourself. Notice your feet flat on the ground, with the roots coming down from your feet into the earth and wrapping around the crystalline core of the earth. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So the thing that comes to mind is that we're all living our life as a life. And if you're married, or if you have children, or if you have a job or anything like that, all of that is okay. And it's not the idea of releasing and opening and being available for opportunities is not to just hang around in limbo. It is living your life while allowing yourself to experience life in a different way. So, for example, if you're going to pick up your kids from school, you can experience that as a day-to-day normality, like on autopilot, or you could experience that as a reconnection with your child each day. You could have that intention. You could have the intention of having an adventure. Maybe when you pick them up, maybe you go a different route home. Maybe you tell a story and have them experience something with you. Same as with work. If you're doing the same thing day to day, you can choose to have it as a day to day, same old, or you can choose to experience different things in the moment. I used to play around with tuning into patterns and linguistics or different energies. So one day I said, okay, I'm going to notice where people are doing this, depending on what modality I was practicing at the time. So typically in corporate world, I was at that time doing psychology. So I was doing archetypes. I was doing NLP, I was doing language and behavior profiles. So I would go into work, okay, today I'm going to notice when people are operating from the specific or the general pattern, or they're operating from self or other. Or I might go and say, okay, so what is their belief systems behind that? And I'd engage myself in that way. And then you can release all the energy and you can step in and out of people's worlds without getting stuck. So what if you could be within people's worlds without getting stuck there? What if you could just be aware? And everything that doesn't allow you to do that, could we destroy and uncreate that? Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, so some home play for you, if you choose it, is to maybe notice the energies of different archetypes in the people around you. So you might go, oh, okay. So they're doing a hero archetype at the moment because they're on a mission. Or maybe you might notice a lot of society at the moment was when we had the pandemic, was in rebel archetype, questioning authority, rule breaking, rebellion, revolution. So I invite you to try a few of these on for size and have a bit of fun. And while you're having that fun, you are loosening all of the holds of your life previous to this, up to this point. And as you play with this, notice how your identity is coming together. So with the personal energy profile reading that you would have got, if you're in the program, if you're watching this video as a standalone, you can always contact me for a personal energy profile. But you might notice where your personal energy profile is in play, where you're actually stepping into that. And where you are out of that, and whether it feels okay or not. Because sometimes, although you've had that, you know, the personal energy profile, not all of it may resonate, because we are not just imprints, we are evolving. We are evolving beings. So where that imprint may have been true at birth, how many evolutions have you gone through? So you're beholding a lot of that energy still, and yet some of it will have changed and moved, which is why you had various aspects of the profile, of the personal energy profile, not just one aspect, one description, because there's an evolution through life. So I hope you enjoyed that, and let me know if you have any questions. If you're on a program with me, you've got your personal support vehicle, whether it's Telegram or WhatsApp, so you can contact me for that. And if you do want to contact me and you're not on a program with me or something, you'd like to know more about it, you can just contact me there. Okay, I will see you on the next video. Ciao, ciao. Bye.